This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purzel. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning here with WVXU and WMUB. In the studio with me is author Mark Garvey, who spent 20 years in the book business and has just released a new book of his own called Stylized, A Slightly Obsessive History of Strunk and White's The Elements of Style. He's here to talk about this small book that sold more than 10 million copies and has been sort of a guideline for many writers over the years. And it's quite a fascinating book because it talks about William Strunk and E.B. White, the Strunk and White of Strunk and White's The Elements of Style. And I was fascinated to find out that there's some Cincinnati connections. So welcome, Mark, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's begin with William Strunk. William Strunk Jr. is from Cincinnati.
Right. Born here in 1869. Educated here, Woodward High School and University of Cincinnati is where he did his undergraduate work before moving on to Cornell.
So he was based in Cornell when he put together The Elements of Style, which
yes.
began as just a small guideline for his students. And as you mentioned in the book, it was more of a tool to make it easier to grade student papers where he could say, see chapter two, rule number five, rather than explaining what's going on.
Teaching multiple sections of composition and all sorts of literature classes where students were doing a lot of writing. Yeah, it was a handy tool for him, an easy tool that he could point to. And it sold for a quarter in the Cornell bookstore at the time. And the students had it, and he could just point to, see rule 12, simplifying task for him. And it certainly helped his students become better writers. That was the whole point.
This was mainly at Cornell. I mean, today it seems ubiquitous among writers and English classes, but for much of its life, The Elements of Style was strictly at Cornell, right?
Sure, yeah. Although it had a slightly wider life than that, but not much for much of its life. It was born in 1918. That's when he published it first for his own use. Went through a couple of editions through the 30s, actually. But spread not much beyond Cornell until E.B. White got a hold of it in 1957, and that's when the Strunk and White edition was born.
And the White of Strunk and White is E.B. White, the writer for The New Yorker, author of Stuart Little and Charlotte's Web.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so much more. And he was a student of Strunk's.
Right. Yeah, he took students' class, I think, first in 1919 was when he first took a class with Strunk, and actually he was a friend of Strunk's too after that. They were in a club together, or a club that Strunk helped to facilitate at school called the Manuscript Club, where aspiring writers and students would get together with a few of the professors and kind of go through, they'd talk about their poetry, things like that. And White became a friend of his there, actually, and ended up a very good friend of Strunk. Spent a lot of time at the Strunk home in off hours, and actually even dated Strunk's daughter once.
So. And you touch on all that because you do a biography of William Strunk and mm-hmm. of E.B. White and his career as he was going along. And mm-hmm. and really, E.B. White, though he took classes from Strunk, didn't remember the little book, The Elements of Style.
Right, yeah. By the time he started at the New Yorker in, 1926, the class had been in 1919 when he'd actually used the book. Well, it was 1957 before a friend of his actually sent him a copy of the book from the 1918 edition in a kind of like, hey, remember this, isn't this wonderful, and gesture. And he was happy to receive it, stunned by it all over again, and it kind of reawakened his own memories of Strunk. And that's when he decided he wanted to, write a new introduction, write a new section for it, and publish it as Strunk and White.
For those who don't know, describe The Elements of Style. This is a small book. I think you say that Strunk called it the little book.
The students did.
But for those who have not had one of those 10 million copies passed mm-hmm. through their hands, mm-hmm. tell folks what the Elements of Style actually is.
Sure. It's a very slim book. It started out, the original 1918 edition was 43 pages, and it's just kind of a few summations of a few sets of rules on some fundamental aspects of writing. We have the elementary rules of usage, elementary principles of composition, chapter three, a few matters of form, like where to put semicolons, that sort of thing, words and expressions commonly misused. And the original edition also had words commonly misspelled, but that was taken out. White added a chapter called An Approach to Style, in which he kind of codified his own approaches to writing. It's very simple. I think the new edition, the fourth, is just slightly over 100 pages. It's a very slim book, very powerful, punchy, concise, which is sort of what their advice is all about as well.
And this is advice and sort of guidelines. This is not how you write.
Sure, sure. The Strunk advice can be more mechanical, you know, like where to put your commas. You don't want to commit comma splices, that sort of thing. How to use semicolons, how to use dashes, sort of the mechanics of writing. Although he does get into some matters of logic and structure. So it's a set of rules that way, yeah. But when White got a hold of it, he added an entirely new dimension, which is more to deal with how to discover the self as a writer. You know, clearing out the deadwood in your prose, clearing a path so that your ideas can come forth and your style can eventually come forth. And sort of the point of White's whole aspect of this is that style is not something added to your prose. Style is you. If you write clearly, write honestly, with concision and brevity, and write naturally as you can, your style eventually emerges. It's not something that can be forced or should try to be forced.
And what are the big rules, if you may? And rules sounds very strict, but mm-hmm. you make it clear in the book that that's not necessarily what Strunk or White had intended. But one is omit needless words.
Sure. Yeah, that's kind of the central point of the book. I call it kind of the book's DNA, and it's Rule 17 under Principles of Composition. And if I might quickly quote just a sentence, the rule says, omit needless words. Vigorous writing is concise. A sentence should contain no unnecessary words, a paragraph no unnecessary sentences, for the same reason that a drawing should have no unnecessary lines and a machine no unnecessary parts. And one of the writers I quote in my book says that kind of writing is, you know, the paring away of unnecessary things is practically a principle of nature. You know, it's an organic principle, and that's how writing works best. That's how most things work best.
Well, people tend to want to impress others with their sure. loquaciousness and being able to add big words.
Right.
And what was it? Don't use a 25-cent word when a 10-center will do.
Sure,
that
right.
But Ben Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think in the case of a lot of students, they're working to fill paper as well, you know, to fulfill a word count. And this kind of helps work against that.
Well, you speak to a lot of different writers who have been, who are well-known. I won't say have been affected, but who have certainly put Strunk and White and the elements of style to work. What did you find in talking to people like Dave Barry, mm-hmm. like Adam Gopnik from the New Yorker? What did you discover when you asked them about the elements of style?
Well, you know, they all had slightly different opinions, but most of them, what they appreciate from the book is its insistence on brevity and concision and really thinking about the words you're choosing, precision in your expression. All of the writers were very eloquent on the subject, and I think readers will appreciate hearing their thoughts on the book. But, yeah, what they tended to take away that you don't want to fill your writing with unnecessary fluff. You know, that seems to be the take-home point. And Dave Barry actually taught, before he was a journalist, in a corporate situation, to business audiences, how to write better. And he used to use the elements of style. And, of course, that's something that business audiences can't really hear enough of, you know, to keep your writing concise and brief and to the point.
I think I remember early in the book a reference where you were talking about omit needless words, talking about the British Parliament, where instead of just simply saying no, they say the answer is in the negative
right.
or something
right.
along those lines
right.
as
yeah.
an example of...
you know, people who want their language to sound as if it's going by on stilts, you know, and to make an impression, that sort of thing.
It's also interesting to see, as we touched on, that, you know, while there are rules here, these are more guidelines than rules and something that should linger in the conscience, but you talk in the book about the evolution of a writer, and you have writers like Dave Barry talking about the evolution of a writer where you start writing and you are thinking of a different voice mm-hmm. that's not really yours, you know, perhaps mm-hmm. reflecting a writer that you enjoy. But the writers also talk about how eventually the elements of style just become your voice, that mm-hmm. They are there in your conscience and they're not sitting there, oh, I'm putting together this sentence and I have to make sure I don't, you know,
right.
that I omit needless words. But
right.
it's not something that's always right there on the desk that you have to keep on flipping through to find
sure.
out which rule do I need to follow.
Sure, they're fundamental lessons that you absorb and that eventually become a part of your style. Your style eventually sits on top of those. You know, I think of it in terms of like a child learning to walk. You know, they have to think about it a lot when they're walking or when you first learn to ride a bike. But once you learn it, you're still using those same rules, but they're not in the front of your consciousness every time when you're trying to do that. And it's the same with writing. I think you absorb these rules, some of the basics, some of the fundamentals, and you go on your way.
How was it having the elements of style as the subject of your book while you were writing and trying to follow those elements of style?
A little nerve-wracking, and it's come up a couple of times in reviews, but not, you know, for the most part, I've scored okay on the reviews. But yeah, it was definitely in my consciousness when I was writing. It's a classic American book about prose writing, and sure, I was very conscious of trying to maintain my cool as a writer and not overdo it.
Not all writers love the elements of style. Not all writers love mm-hmm. Strunk and Weitz, mm-hmm. and there has been a lot of criticism through the years. Talk a little bit about what people don't like about the elements of style.
Well, I think some people look at it as a straitjacket on your prose, and I think the problem is in how the book has been used in the hands of certain teachers who kind of use it to manacle their students, okay, and they present it as, here are the rules, and these are the only rules, and this is what you must do. And I think that's the wrong approach to take with this book. And I think the approach is, here are some very helpful rules, and some of them are pretty incontrovertible. You don't want to break those rules. But many of them can be broken. And you know, E.B. White says, and I quote him quite at length in the book, you know, if the book inhibits you at all, throw it into the flames, is kind of what he said to one writer who wrote to him. And it's so true. But yeah, the book, I think the writers who don't like the book are more reacting against teachers who might have shoved it down their throats than to the book itself.
And I found it fascinating, too, in your book Stylized, towards the end, where you equate it with Thoreau's work. And talk about, while these are rules for writing, to some degree, minus the semicolons and commas, rules for life, too.
Well, sure. And I think that's, you know, Thoreau was a big favorite of E.B. White's. And it wasn't just about writing. It was about everything in life. Keep things simple. And, you know, White himself moved his family to a farm in Maine where they lived for many years. And he farmed and tried to live as simple a life as he could while also being a very busy writer. But yeah, it definitely had repercussions in his life and in his philosophy and his approach to everything.
Well, a fascinating story. I appreciate you bringing it to the page.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here and happy you liked it.
Mark Garvey, author of Stylized, A Slightly Obsessive History of Strunk and White's The Elements of Style. You can find a link to the book and to more about Mark Garvey when you visit our website, wvxu.org. And remember, omit needless words. Thank you.